This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hurricane Matthew has been moving up the coast of Florida all day. Thankfully, it is off the coast, not right on it. That's about a 100-mile difference that could translate into billions of dollars less in damage. Georgia and the Carolinas are on the alert for high winds and flooding, the two big threats, of course, from a storm like this. Storms that almost always do serious damage to the power grid. The Florida Public Service Commission says more than a million customers are in the dark today. Another million or more are in the way of the storm as it moves north, with a power grid that is still surprisingly vulnerable to nature. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
It's not that Florida hasn't prepared. It spent $2 billion to toughen its grid, to buy, say, concrete power poles instead of wood. But no system is completely stormproof. One issue is that the grid has so many poles and wires to start out with. A century ago, power systems were built locally, says Larry Riley at Rosewood Energy Consulting.
The generators were very close to the customers, but over time, with advances in transmission technology and economies of scale, the grid tended to centralize and generators tended to be moved away from the population centers.
In a storm, long-distance wires are vulnerable to falling trees or flying debris. Another issue is ground-level substations that in Florida are really close to sea level. Some will flood. Mike Jacobs at the Union of Concerned Scientists says that's how the system was built.
You put the equipment where people have decided to live. The settlements came before the electricity. And coastal areas, certainly of Florida, don't have a lot of high ground to choose from.
The grid problem is getting worse. In the last three decades, major outages in the U.S. have multiplied 20-fold, says engineering professor Masoud Amin at the University of Minnesota.
There are two factors. Unprecedented weather hitting them, and secondly is aging infrastructure. Because the average age in the overall system is somewhere between 40 to 60 years old.
An analyst once told me that today's grid is like inheriting your great-grandfather's car. So, a disaster like this could be an opportunity, Amin says, not just to rebuild, but to build back better and more resilient. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.